All right, limited. Jordan Reed, rib, sternum, Foster, shoulder, Kelly, rib, Moses, ankle, shoulder, Nicholson, shoulder, Josh Norman, shoulder, full, were, Everett, knee, lots of guys here, Doxson, hamstring, long, knee, and Thompson, back.
Does it seem like there's more injuries this year, or is it just me with all the NFL?
No, I think it's about normal this time of year. Some teams are more fortunate than others. Some players are more fortunate than others, but it is a physical game, and these things happen.
Because Jordan's able to do some more, is he just dealing with the pain, or has the pain subsided? What is that progress like just from conversations with him?
Yeah, he did more today, so I think the pain is becoming manageable, we hope. We'll see how he does tomorrow.
With so many players limited, were you still able to conduct a quality practice, or were you having to kind of patch together some pieces here and there?
No, we did a good job. They had a good practice today. The limited guys participated a little bit in their periods here and there, so we were able to get everything done.
With the injured guys, as a coach, what's your line between wanting to put guys in there to play through pain and wanting to put healthy guys in there so that you don't have guys at less than 100%?
First of all, that's not my call. That's a trainer's call and the player's call. So I have to find out from the trainer, A, if they're able to play, and then B, if the player feels up to it. And then we have to make that determination whether or not the person who would play in their place would be better than that person at 80% or what have you. So a lot goes into it, but ultimately it's the player's and the trainer's call.
Jay, in protection this year, you guys had some missed targets, also in the run game, some missed targets. So the process of IDing and properly aligning, is that more on Spencer, on Kirk? Or like, who has the final say there, and how are you coaching that process to make sure they're on the same page?
We have a system in place, but obviously Kirk can always trump it and change it at the line of scrimmage if need be. And then Spencer initially makes the calls. And then if Kirk sees something different and needs to change it, he will.
Last week, the conversation around Doxson was needs more practice reps to get more snaps on the field. He got more snaps last week than week one. Is he getting to the point now where he's full again today that there's no more limitations? He should just be out there producing?
Well, we got other players, too, that are producing and have been producing. So it's not like he's just going to jump out there and get 80 snaps. You know, Terrell's doing a good job at X. Ryan and Crowder doing a good job at Z, Crowder at slot. So he'll work his way in the lineup. He's a good player. You know, we have, you know, and Brian Quick's going to get his share here and there. So I think the rotation is going to be key. Keeping them fresh is going to be key. And then taking advantage of the opportunities when they get them is obviously the most important.
With maybe specific to Doxson, do you consider any situation where, hey, we're going to try to game plan to get him a ball or two early just to get him involved?
We'll have some special plays for Josh because he does some special things. Obviously, we haven't seen him a lot around here as far as on game day, but we've seen him out at practice. So there will be some instances we'll try to get him the ball. Try.
I'll ask Greg this as well, but you know, you having your offensive background, knowing what it takes to get a ball out quickly as Carr is getting the ball out right now, how tough is that for your defense?
It's tough. It gets frustrating for pass rushers. You know, you say rush a quarterback, and the ball's gone at one point. I think it averages under 2 seconds that he gets the ball out of his hands. So the big thing is to make him feel the pressure if we don't get home. I get our hands up, maybe bat some balls, but still I think if you can make the quarterback uncomfortable, even if you don't get the sack, it can be equally as important as getting the sack. So I think just making him uncomfortable, maybe getting off his spot will be critical, and then having tight coverage on the wideouts to make him hold the ball.
Had a year off, but he's still just barreling guys. What have you seen from him, and how do you stop him, slow him down this weekend?
I'm not going to stop him. I think it's just going to be a group effort, like it is with every great back in the NFL that you face. And, Todd Gurley's a different type of back, but, you know, it takes more than one. You know, he might jump over one guy, then the next guy's going to have to come get him. Or Marshawn might stiff arm one guy, but the next two or three guys are going to come get him. It's got to be a group effort, and we got to run to the football. All 11 of them on defense got a pursuit to the football with great passion.
So you did take that year off. Do you see any lag in his game, or does he look the same to you?
No lags. He looks fine.
Jay, all the different stuff you did in the run game on Sunday, I mean, how much of that is trial and error? And how much of that is just that this group of backs, in addition to an experienced line, is just capable of being able to do the multiple things, power and otherwise?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. We do have young backs, with Samaje and Rob Kelly, still fairly new, only in his second year. Mac Brown, obviously, is fairly new. But the line, really, and the tight ends are a big part of that. You know, the tight ends are a major part of the run game, too. So they all have to be on the same page, and they're all smart. They targeted all the runs correctly. And then targeting is one thing, and then you got to hang on to your blocks, and you got to finish blocks. And we did a great job of that last week. They gave the backs some holes to run through. So each week is a different challenge, and each front presents something different. You know, Oakland's a little bit different with their fronts, and Reggie Nelson and Joseph will be a factor in the running game also. They come down and blitz from the safety spots from time to time. So we got to make sure we target them right, account for those guys, and get to running.
How impressive, too, is it to see your receivers blocking downfield? And with one play where Josh is like 30 yards downfield blocking, especially when they're getting very limited targets in the passing game.
Yeah, it's important. It's they've been challenged, and they've been up to the challenge. They were against the Rams, so that's got to carry over. That's something that they have to do. You know, the backs, Chris Thompson, they do a great job in play actions and in drop backs and protecting for them when they run routes, so it's important for them to return a favor in the running game. We have big guys. Crowder plays big. Despite his stature, he's a good blocker, so all those guys are expected to block and will block on my watch.